March 17th, 1989, meeting of the full House Committee on the Judiciary will come to order. Today's agenda includes introduction of LC 3872, House Bills 2667, 2463, 2117, 2573, 2457, 2427, 2495, 2561, 2465, 2363, 3015, Senate Bill 302, Senate Bill 304, and I believe that is it. Is that correct? Okay. There will be a motion to suspend the rules on 2363, so prepare for that early. The first thing I'd like to do is move the introduction of LC 3872, a bill regarding liability for donors of perishable food. I believe that was a suggestion out of civil. Is that right, Representative Miller?
No, I was going to ask you a question, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Representative Clark?
It was. My recollection was that there was a similar bill introduced. Some folks from the Hayless Drugstore came in and wanted the bill expanded so that
they... In fact, it's on the agenda today.
Okay, yeah. Great. And the relating clause wouldn't let us do that, so we had to create a new bill.
Okay. And where's Representative... I believe I came out Representative Bauman sub.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Taylor, any comment on this? Is this just a fair game or fair trade?
Representative Clark was very accurate.
Okay. Any objection to the introduction? We have permission, dispensation?
Yes,
to
permission to have the bill drafted and permission to have it introduced.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm not objecting to it. I am going to ask when it comes up before the Civil Subcommittee, I want to see it a separate act. I don't want to confuse the food donation statute, which is before us today and is a clean statute. I'm concerned about potential commingling of the liability concepts.
Okay, note that. Mr. Taylor will note that. I think that's what we're going to do. Any objections? Introduction of LC 3872.
No objection.
Hearing no objections. Ordered.
Mr. Chairman, a question.
Yes, Representative Miller.
For additional committee introductions, what's the appropriate procedure?
We need permission from the speakers. All right. The committee itself has always been inclined to introduce just about anything.
Well, I've made the request of our council to have this process go forward, and the word I got back was if you want to use a priority or you could.
Yeah, we need this.
Who makes that request, Mr. Chair? Is that your request?
That's do I make it? I will make it for you, or you know.
That'd be terrific.
I mean, I very. Not that I haven't been slightly burned on this policy, Representative.
I haven't even heard my bills yet. You
yeah,
know,
well,
if you like them or not.
Don't hold your breath.
Right. This is not a minute, though. This is one of my bills.
Okay, why don't we move on to 2667? 2667, Ms. Zucker.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Last full committee, Representative Clark gave notice of possible reconsideration on this bill. The bill simply provides that unintentional homicides resulting from intentional torture can be charged as murder, but not as aggravated murder, because aggravated murder requires an intent to kill. The bill, again, passed out of subcommittee with a 6-0 vote, and there are -1 legislative council amendments, and they clarify the language of the bill.
Now, this is this here on reconsideration, Representative Clark's full committee vote, or was it subcommittee?
I think it was full committee.
Full committee. So this take, if Representative Clark, if you do not make your motion, the bill automatically goes to the floor. Is that correct? So, Representative Clark, you are not making a motion.
Mr. Chair, what I would like to ask, if I could please, I don't know whether Representative Bauman is going to be joining us today. I would like to perhaps ask the chair to move 2667 towards the end of the agenda. I wanted to consult with Representative Bauman quite briefly.
As it is, you have until the close of the meeting to make your motion.
Fine.
So, and if no motion is made, it automatically comes out.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair and yes. Representative Clark, I did send a letter to you and CC'd Representative Bauman explaining the bill.
Thank you.
House Bill 2463, relating to Sport Enforcement Division, Representative Courtney.
Lord of Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you will recall that the committee, the full committee passed this bill out last week. In your packet, you will note that there is a preliminary fiscal analysis of proposed legislation done by the Legislative Fiscal Office stating that House Bill 2463 is projected to have no fiscal impact. because the committee's review was consistent with that of legislative fiscal, that it had no fiscal impact, we did not pick up until the day the bill was to be dropped that the bill had a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. So because the committee has already passed it out, yeah, it is necessary for the rules to be suspended and for the committee to move that the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misspoke earlier. I said it was 2363 in which this occurred. It's actually 2463. The committee understand the motion. We need to suspend the rules. And any objections to suspension of the rules? Representative Courtney, again, your motion is to rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means and then send the floor due pass amendment.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means and then send it to the floor due pass as amended.
Right.
We clear on that? Any further discussion of the motion, of Representative Courtney's motion? If not, the clerk will call the roll on Representative Courtney's motion to rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means and send the floor due pass as amended. The clerk will call the roll, please.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Calori.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Manning.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnis.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
Aye. Representative Courtney, what's your pleasure?
Representative Calhoun is carrying.
Representative Calhoun. Okay. 2117, relating to payment of care received in certain state institutions. Representative Courtney.
Lord Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2117 comes to you out of the Family Justice Subcommittee at the request of the Mental Health Division. The bill is lengthy, and I'm not going to go into significant detail. I will just highlight two things. The state of Oregon has always been able to collect reimbursement for cost of care for persons in state institutions. Over the years, the agencies responsible for running the institutions has changed. The Administrative Procedures Act have changed the way that these collections need to be done, as well as two significant court cases which have modified procedures as well. What House Bill 2117 as amended does, and it is the dash one amendment, is to completely revise and update that part of the ORS which talks about cost of care according to ability to pay.
Any further discussion of House Bill 2117, which is...
Mr. Chair, when this thing started out, it was a mess. And we had the banks going out one window and mental health going out the other window and some other groups going out the back door. But I think it's safe to say now, learned counsel and members of the Subcommittee on Family Justice, that in the end, they were all sitting at the same table right there and signed off on the bill as amended. You may not need that statement. It doesn't tell you anything substantively, at least tells you in terms of some of the players.
Representative Courtney moves House Bill 2117 to the floor. Do pass as amended. Ms. Robinson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it has been brought to my attention that the bill does require one additional technical amendment. On page 10, line 15, there is a reference to subsection 3, which actually should be subsection 4. That was a typographical error.
So moved. Any objections? Technical amendment. Hearing none, so ordered. Any further discussion of the bill?
Or did you already move?
And we already moved. Sorry. If not, clerk, call roll.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Calori?
Aye.
Harvey?
Yes.
You've got them all set up.
Edmondson?
Aye.
Manning?
Aye.
The carrier. We've got
Clark?
This thing.
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Representative Miller.
Representative Miller, the carrier. 2573 relating to donated food. Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to give Representative Mannix, who is the sponsor of this bill and who will be the carrier, the opportunity to
Representative Mannix.
Present it.
Thank you. Basically, what this bill does is allow the donation of food by a wider variety of organizations to a wider variety of organizations. We took the Gleaners bill, which had to do basically with, originally had basically to do with fresh foods, and expanded it so that charitable organizations can receive food donations from restaurants, grocery stores, and the like. It reduces their liability to liability only for gross negligence. And as we understand it, a large number of organizations would be willing to donate food, but for their concern about their legal liability for consequent use of that food. And this will open up, we hope, a significant amount of food for the needy.
Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2573 to the floor. Due pass as amended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk, call roll.
Representative
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Mannix?
Aye.
Edmondson?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Clark?
Aye.
Flory?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Brian?
Aye.
Representative Mannix, House Bill 2457, relating to sport. Representative Courtney.
Learning Council.
Chair members of the committee, House Bill 2457 is one of many support enforcement division bills that you're going to be seeing over the next couple of weeks. The primary focus of this bill is to make a number of technical changes regarding evidence, use of properly certified computer printout documents in child support proceedings, use of employment records in child support proceedings, the availability to use administrative procedures when a court has not ordered a support enforcement order, and also allows the juvenile court to order payments to pay support after a child's 18th birthday.
Oh, God.
This bill also contained a provision which engendered a lot of discussion and debate and was subsequently amended out, which would have allowed children between the ages of 18 and 21 to collect child support or request the court to pay child support on their own. That was Section 3 of the bill, which has been deleted.
Representative Courtney, moves House Bill 2457, floor due pass amendment. Further discussion?
Question.
Not clear, call the roll.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Flory.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmondson.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnick.
Aye.
Aye. Representative Bauman, do you wish to vote on 2457 relating to support?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Representative Clark carries. 2495. Or 20, I'm sorry, 2427. Representative Courtney.
Learned Council.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2427 proposes one very technical amendment to, again, Oregon's support enforcement statutes. Currently, as a result of a court decision, non-custodial parents of children between the ages of 18 and 21 who are attending school full-time can be held liable for the cost of those at educational service. Under 2427-2, either the non-custodial, either parent could be held responsible for those costs.
Representative Courtney moves 2427.
As amended. This bill is amended.
Further discussion? Not clerk, call the roll.
No.
Would you like to do it?
Miller.
Well,
aye.
Savage.
Aye.
Who said no, Minnis?
Edmondson.
Yes.
Minnis is on the
Courtney.
List.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about
Minnis
on the list.
Clark.
This would be a yes, sir.
Aye.
Laurie.
Aye.
You don't care.
Brian.
Aye.
Calvin. Aye.
Aye. Representative Courtney?
I thought you were showing Representative Bryan is carrying this bill.
That's
Representative
correct.
Bryan. Okay. 2495. Mrs. Suker.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2495 was brought to you by Representative Dix and addresses the problem of the employment of minors to dance nude. The bill would punish both the person under age 21 who accepts money to dance nude and the person who employs a person under 21 to dance nude. Both would be Class A misdemeanors. Although statute disallows those people under 21 from being in places to serve alcohol,
Miller,
the statute also allows for exceptions
this,
adopted by administrative rule. One such administrative rule allows those people under 21 to perform on licensed premises if they are entertainers. House Bill 2495 passed out of the subcommittee with a 5-2 vote.
Any discussion? The chair has a comment, but prior to the chair's comment, any discussion?
Move on committee. Full move to House. Do pass recommendation for the House.
Why don't we reserve this to Representative Miller here?
Oh, do you want to do that, Representative Miller?
Representative
Thank
Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for the courtesy.
Representative Miller moves the House Bill 2495. Is it amended?
No.
Nobody
2494
to
the floor.
We don't touch this bill.
Unamended, naked, as it were.
We don't touch this bill.
The chair, if I might, in the discussion, the chair doesn't see any real need for this bill and voted against it, but I certainly am not going to hold up the wheels of democracy or whatever it might be in this process. So further comment.
It's one more step forward, on the road towards a crime-free society, Mr. Chairman.
That's a story.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bauman, you put yourself at risk here. Let's see.
Yeah, no, I do by my no vote, and suppose rather than let someone else write in the parameters of my risk, I really don't think that we are going to succeed in the design that we're evidently attempting to convey to the public by passing this bill. I'm a little bit frustrated by I'm really very frustrated by the setup that it puts me into, quite frankly, because it's not a lifestyle vote for me. But my no vote is really out of respect for what I see to be a constitutional issue and also an issue of the failure of our good intentions to really address the morality that we're obviously attempting to address here.
For this discussion, Representative Mannix?
Although
second
I made a
shot.
Facetious remark before, I'm going to make a serious remark this time. And the serious remark is this. I'm offended by nude dancing in taverns, and I happen to know that because of the state's special liquor control authority, this is one area where we can restrict activities within certain establishments. We can also restrict activities by people in certain age groups, and although this isn't my bill, and perhaps Representative Miller wants to address it, to the extent that I can create an atmosphere where a certain offensive conduct can't be carried out, I'll do what I can to support that.
Further discussion. Representative Miller.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate Representative Bauman's remarks. I think a much more significant step would be made if we never convinced the Senate Judiciary Committee to move on Senate Joint Resolution 10.
Well,
hopefully they will. And at that point, maybe we can take a larger...
What is that?
Well, Representative Miller, I don't want to steal your thunder, but I was bludgeoned to death, close to death, by one of my caucus members earlier today and by your caucus members at about 9 o'clock and caved in. And House Joint Memorial 20 will be heard. So you are going...
Memorial?
Whatever it is.
Resolution.
HJR 20, which is our counterpart to that thing. So you are going to... someone once said there's a curse of getting your wish, so...
Is that going to be heard in conjunction with HJR 31?
I doubt it. yes.
Your comment has left me sort of confused. HJR 20 being our counterpart to HJR 10?
No, SJR 10.
SJR 10.
Oh, I see. The House... Right? I'm sorry.
Yes, Representative McTeague was literally down on bended knee.
This is a bill that's in the Crime and Corrections...
Yes, don't worry, Mr. Representative Bauman.
I just wanted to make sure that we were getting beat up appropriately.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want anyone to beat you up on my behalf.
No, that's the walls that. Are down. So anyway, with that, anybody want to discuss this any further?
No,
good. Sure. Yes, Representative Calhoun.
It's part of the Judiciary Committee attempt at a kindler, gentler, get tough, or is that get dressed policy?
I think we have exhausted this topic. Clerk, call the roll.
We'll be voting on dress codes later.
Yes.
Representative Bauman.
No.
Brian.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Calori.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Clark.
Yes.
Aye.
Mueller.
Aye.
Minnie.
Aye.
Chairman.
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Representative Dix would...
Yes,
like
he has volunteered to carry this.
Actually, I thought Representative Edmondson was going to volunteer.
I'd like to carry it. I'd like to carry it right over to David Dix and then discuss the Constitution.
Is that a vote explanation?
It might be later.
The next bill might relate to new dancing and establishment serving alcohol.
Yeah, 20,
which constitution?
2561, gentlemen, ladies. HB 2561 relating to government tort liability. Representative Bauman, I believe.
Mr. Counsel.
Is this our old friend?
Mr. Respected Counsel.
Thank you, Representative Bauman. Mr. Chair, I'm sorry that this bill is not quite as exciting, but it relates to the liability of public bodies. Currently, if they have a tort claim against them that exceeds $5,000 and they want to settle the claim, they must get circuit court approval. There is no valid public policy reason for this. This would allow a local public body to settle a claim regardless of the size, tort claim.
We could keep this relating clause and probably just do wonders with it.
Everybody loved the bill, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? Is that amended? It's unamended.
Unamended.
Representative Bauman moves House Bill 2561, floor do pass unamended. Any further discussion, 2561? If not, clerk, call the roll.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Courtney.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Yes.
It's a little noisy over here, but I think I heard members.
Aye.
Aye.
Bauman.
Aye.
Chairman.
Aye. Mr. Bauman, who's carrying that?
We didn't assign a volunteer. Is there someone in the
audience?
Thank you.
Just so curious.
Are you volunteering?
We're signing a lot of the bills in this committee to Dick's.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I'll volunteer.
Jim? Who did that?
Representative
Clark. Okay. House Bill 2465, Trade Practices. Representative Bauman.
Mr. Taylor.
Thank you, Representative. Members of the committee, this bill was brought to us by the Department of Justice. Oregon prohibits anyone from engaging in unlawful trade practices. But prior to suit, the Department of Justice must offer what is called an assurance of voluntary compliance to the person who is alleged to have committed an unfair trade practice. However, many of these agreements contain provisions for monetary restitution. If the provision, the agreement is not carried out, the Department of Justice must go back and seek a contempt action or file a complaint based on contract. This measure would provide that an AVC were not paid within 90 days or on a date specified within the AVC would constitute a judgment. The bill is amended, and you have the -1 amendments and a gross version before you.
For the discussion of 2465, if not Representative Bauman, Representative Bauman moves 2465, floor do pass as amended. Any further discussion of 2465? If not, clerk, call roll.
Aye.
Ryan.
Aye.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Glory.
Aye.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmonton.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnis.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
Aye. Representative Bauman.
Representative Edmondson will carry the bill.
Edmondson. 2363, Representative Bauman.
Mr. Chair, this is your bill. Counsel, I wanted to give you an opportunity. I didn't want counsel to steal your fire on the bill.
Well, basically, it's the original bill allowed you to serve other attorneys copies of motions by fax, and if I understand, it's been amended to allow the Supreme Court by rule to allow filing by fax. And essentially, it's an expansion of something that a lot of attorneys want to do. It'll save the bar and practicing attorneys immense amounts of money in messenger fees and such. My concern at first was the fact that facsimile documents, if they ended up in court, would not have the longevity that ordinary documents. As it turns out, that's irrelevant because courts don't keep documents anymore. They turn them into microfiche. So, just a good practical move into the future. To the floor, do pass them in.
To the floor, absolutely.
Further discussion.
Question.
Clerk, call roll. 2363.
Representative Minnis.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Edmondson.
Yes.
Courtney.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Ford.
Yes.
Calhoun.
Aye.
Ryan.
Aye.
Bauman.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
Aye. Say aye.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Representative Mason will carry that. 3015, relating to nuisance, Representative Baumann.
Counsel.
Thank you, Representative Baumann. Members of the committee, House Bill 3015 relates to nuisance. Currently in Oregon, illegal gambling and prostitution are the only major crimes to trigger a nuisance action. This bill would add to those crimes the crime relating to the sale or manufacture of drugs. It sets forth a relatively detailed procedure for how property interests are protected. It is a bill that came from this to this committee from the Joint Interim Judiciary Committee. The bill is amended.
2465. I'm sorry, and amended.
Yes.
Representative Baumann moves House Bill 3015 to the floor. Do pass as amended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk call roll.
Representative Baumann.
Aye.
Ryan.
Aye.
Aye.
Flory.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Edmund.
Yes.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Minnick.
Aye. Representative Baumann, yours?
I will carry it.
Representative Baumann carries her bill. Senate bill. We're eating up these Senate bills. Senate bill 302. Representative Baumann. Or, I'm sorry, Baumann or who's got 302? Representative Baumann.
Thank you, Representative Baumann. Members of the committee, this is a bill that was sponsored by the Oregon State Bar. Currently, trustees have the power to terminate a trust without court approval if the market value of the trust is below $10,000. This measure would raise that level to $25,000. Thus, a trust with a value below $25,000 could be terminated without court approval. The reason for this is that usually up to at least this amount of money, the expenses of administration of the trust eat up most of the income from the trust.
Yep. Any House amendments?
No.
We're working with Senate Bill 302 A and Gross. Representative Baumann moves the floor. Do pass as amended. Any further discussion? If not, clerk call roll.
Representative Minnick.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Mannix.
Aye.
Edmondson.
Aye.
Courtney.
Yes.
Clark.
Aye.
Flory.
Aye.
Representative Baumann
going to
carry
this.
Aye.
Baumann.
Aye.
Chairman. Aye. Representative Baumann, what's your pleasure?
We were discussing seeing if we could get Representative Bunn to carry this because he did so well last session.
Representative Bunn.
No, that's okay. We'll choose some. I'll carry this.
Okay, Representative Baumann. Senate Bill 304 A engrossed. Representative Baumann.
Counsel.
Thank you, Madam Representative Baumann. Senate Bill 304 A was amended on the Senate side and sponsored by the Oregon State Bar. Currently, if jointly owned property, if sold, and it's sold by a land sales contract, is treated differently. The proceeds are treated differently if one spouse dies than if the property was sold by a deed of trust. What happens is under a land sales contract, the proceeds are treated as if the spouse jointly. In other words, if one spouse dies, the other spouse has a right to the proceeds of the contract. However, if it's a trust deed and one spouse dies, the income part, half the income would go to the surviving spouse and the other half would pass through the estate. The problem with this is you have basically two similar economic transactions being treated differently. It is a trap for the unwary, both in the profession and those oftentimes who are doing these deeds themselves without an attorney.
Basically, the right of survivorship clause right. Into trust deeds. And it's not retrospective or not retroactive, it's prospective.
Correct.
There's discussion of that. Any further discussion of the bill? If not, clerk call the roll on Senate Bill 304, A. Engrossed.
Representative
Baumann.
Aye.
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 Where?
Aye. It just sits there because there's a motion to reconsider.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Clark's motion.
Miller.
He's not. He's
wrong. Aye.
Minute.
Aye. Representative Baumann.
Representative Mannix is going to carry the bill.
Representative Mannix carrying 304. Representative Clark, all that remains Senate Bill 2667 and your...
House Bill 2667.
House Bill 2667.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move reconsideration of the vote from last week on House Bill 2667.
Okay. You want to explain your vote? Representative Clark moves reconsideration of the vote on House Bill 2667. Representative Clark, explain your motion, please.
We moved very quickly on House Bill 2667 last week. I think the subcommittee did not, but the full committee did, and there was some confusion right before the vote on exactly what we were doing and which amendments we were looking at. As a result of that, I'm not clear that everyone did exactly what we wanted to on that. So I would like to move reconsideration for the purpose of clarifying the record.
Okay. Representative Clark moves reconsideration 2667. Clerk, call the roll on reconsideration. I believe that takes a roll call.
Representative Minnis?
No.
Miller?
No.
Mannix?
Aye.
Edmondson?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Clark?
Aye.
Floyd?
Yes.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Bryan?
Aye.
Bauman?
Aye.
Aye. Votes reconsidered. Representative Clark, motion is yours now. What would you like to do with this?
It didn't come out of order. No. I'm adjusting. I'm just not going to. That's terrible.
Wants to send it back.
What are we doing now?
Well, we wanted.
We reconsidered the vote, but now the bill is on the table, and I can try to explain it again,
Chair,
or
Mr. Chair,
can try to explain it again.
I would like to move the bill to the floor. I mean, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Now.
Amended. As amended.
Now I think you've got us confused. If you wanted to go to the floor, do pass as amended. It took no motion, no reconsideration at all.
Well, Mr. Chair, let me see
Bauman.
If I can do something that will sort this out.
You just want to establish more record?
I would, no.